Proclamation number 4713 of 14th of August, 1949. World Wisdom, Spiritual Knowledge. The all-encompassing worldly wisdom cannot replace the knowledge that can be called heavenly wisdom, that is, knowledge of what lies outside the world, but which cannot be proven either, precisely because it concerns truths lying outside the world. Anyone who is considered exceedingly wise in the world, on earth, can nevertheless be ignorant to the highest degree in matters concerning those regions, and his wisdom is gone at the moment of death. He has, so to speak, only participated in the exploration of a limited region, but over which the soul passes in its bedial state, which is no longer worth fathoming for it, which it therefore leaves behind, no matter whether it has explored it completely or only partially. It now enters a kingdom where completely different explorations are of value, and its wealth or poverty now obviously comes to light, and it determines the state of its new sphere of activity, which can be agonizing or also blissful. Anyone who has acquired spiritual knowledge on earth will be able to make use of it and thereby create a fate for himself which will make him happy, because he will be absorbed in the happiness of other souls which vegetate in complete spiritual poverty and are dependent on help. This spiritual knowledge is rarely striven for on earth because people do not yet recognize it as valuable and forget it above worldly knowledge. Worldly wisdom is not wisdom, for man only specializes in existing things, things which he can observe and, according to the acuteness of his intellect, also calculate and teach people about as established fact. He calls this knowledge, but it is only the knowledge of the divine order in which the whole of creation moves, and he procures this knowledge through intellectual research and brooding. As soon as his soul leaves the physical shell, this knowledge is of no importance to it. It can do nothing with it in the kingdom of the spirits, where only that knowledge is of value which touches that spiritual kingdom. Then the most minimal spiritual wealth, thus knowledge about the divine plan of salvation, about the Creator's relationship with his living creations, can be beneficially used by the soul. It will constantly increase the wealth. Then the intellect will no longer be decisive, but the heart, i.e., the soul's life of feeling, how far it penetrates spiritual knowledge. The area which is now accessible to its research is unlimited. It will therefore eternally bring new things and therefore also constantly make it happy. It will be a constant progress, an increase of spiritual knowledge, and consequently also an ever more assiduous activity and a constantly increasing sphere of activity. Whereas the worldly researcher is limited, if only by the recall from earthly life, which breaks off all research and makes it worthless for him. Worldly knowledge only serves the human being on earth but cannot be used in any way by the souls in the beyond for their activity. Worldly knowledge only concerns purely concrete things and leaves every spiritual question open. Nevertheless, worldly knowledge can also be of value to fellow human beings if spiritual striving is recognizable at the same time. Then worldly knowledge will contribute towards the human being also seeking knowledge of areas which he cannot penetrate by virtue of his intellect. If, for example, it is proven to him on the basis of worldly science that an offense is not possible after death, and he then also intellectually recognizes another area which he then strives for and thus strives towards, then worldly knowledge can be called the first stage which leads to spiritual knowledge, but it may also only be used as a stepping stone to spiritual knowledge, because this alone is decisive, because this alone is unlimited and therefore worth striving for and must be gained by everyone who wants to be admitted to happy activity in the spiritual kingdom. Amen.